This is Davin's Den.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Davin's Den Part 3, Scamming Scammers. It's been a spirited show thus far. We will close it as we often do, Scamming Scammers. We also learned on the break that Joe has forced air, which, you know, knowing Joe, I wouldn't expect the air to go willingly. Can't imagine. Yeah, but I could just imagine Joe's house, the air's going at gunpoint. Doesn't want to aerate the room. Joe's like, no, you will, or I'll fucking shoot you. I could see that happening. That's just the way I envision things. All right.
We're dry.
We're very dry. Very dry. All right. When we last left off, Davin spent January 9th talking to Carolyn on Hangouts. It was Hangouts. And, Carolyn was like at first, like, what have you done for me? But then, you know, when Fake Davin threw all the shit in her face about what he'd done for her, she changed her tune right quick, and she got, to paraphrase George Thorogood, downright lovey-dovey. She got...
She's trying to be all Janet Jackson. What have you done for me lately?
She was. But then things... They didn't change in the story, but they changed for us. When she announced she'd be right back because she has to take a leak.
You know, it kills me.
Yeah. I mean, there was other evidence too, but yeah.
It was unbelievable because I mean, like, I'll say like I gotta go pee, or oh, I need time to go pee, but it's like I gotta go take a leak. I gotta go drop the kids off for school. I mean,
one
Jesus.
Fake Davin did say that was quite masculine of her. I did say that to her. All right.
Yes.
So that was January 9th, 2020 on Hangouts. Now let's go to January 9th, 2020 on Instagram. Remember, very often I am talking to however many Carolyns on both platforms at the same time. Now this...
Right. Now, the friendly one is on Hangout. The unfriendly one, now unfriendly, is on Instagram. So let's see what happens.
Right. She's been very very standoffish. She didn't want to go with me to the Bahamas. You know, we were broken up and everything. And now we were just going to proceed as friends on this platform.
Right.
All right. So I go, hey, good looking. What you got there cooking? She goes, I don't get. I go, what's going on with the compliment thrown in? She goes, I didn't understand the last word. That's why. Sorry about that. I go, I was just thinking about you and wanted to say hello. She goes, smiles. We already said hello on Hangout. Forgotten? So apparently it was the same person, or she's aware of the conversation.
Yeah, but you okay. Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? I mean, she responded back like the lady at the ticket window at the train station, you know?
Well, yeah, but the other thing is, like, what? Now, this one is supposed to be American or English?
English.
She's supposed to be English. I think it's an American idiom, but she should still be aware of it. She seemed like,
hey,
what are you talking about?
Don't call me that. Don't fucking name call. How dare you? call me an idiom. The load of this one.
I'm rude.
You are rude. And then I go, well, sometimes a bit more than hello... I go, sometimes a bit more than hello is nice, hello. How was the car search going? Remember, she was searching for a car, wanted to get a really expensive car on the other one, and I was going to let her drive me around, and she said I could drive. So now we go to the next day on Instagram, same platform. She goes, and for now, I just put a pause first because I already do have a few cars in mind, so maybe I'll just make do with one of the ones I have on my head at the moment. So within the course of a day, she was all excited to go car shopping. Now she's not sure. I don't know who I'm talking to over here.
Yeah, and she has them on her mind, but she's not sure. I'm not... Okay.
I go, that's very
practical. You're going car shopping, you need a car.
Yeah.
You know, the only time I look at cars is at a car show. But if I'm going, because I love cars, I love going to, I hate car shopping. So there's a difference between looking for a car. If I'm shopping for a car, I need a fucking car.
Yeah.
I go, that's very practical. What cars do you have? She's got a BMW M3, Toyota Camry, and a Tundra, Range Rover, and a Benz. Then why is this bitch asking me for money?
Thank you.
I have a Camry between those two cars.
Well, that's the Monday car. That's the car when you...
A Lamborghini, a Rolls Royce, and a Kia. It doesn't...
Hey! I have a Kia. Fuck you! I've been called an idiom, and they're making fun of my car. I don't like how this is going at all. Sometimes it's nice to drive something practical, Joseph.
Mr. Helix drives a Kia.
I have a CRV, for Christ's sake.
So I go, wow. I go, you were like a rapper, LOL. She goes, LOL, here you go again. I go, what do you mean? She goes, you're always funny. I go, you love it. And I give her a big smiley face. She goes, she goes, yeah. I go, good. But seriously, wow. So are you going to drive me around when I come to England? Now I expect style, LOL. She, and then I go, you must be killing it, Caroline. I'm so happy for you, Boo. Is it okay if I call you Boo still? Or is that weird? Now, remember, we're all like together on the other platform. I'm trying to figure out where I stand with her on this platform.
Yeah.
She goes, yes, of course you can. Any name of your choice, dear. When you come, I'll sit back and you'll drive. I think I'm dealing with the same person. So I'm not dealing, I'm probably dealing with the dude.
She's admitting that she's on both platforms, I find odd.
Because they're obviously switching on and off. It's always hard to figure out who the fuck I'm talking to. But right now I'm talking to the one where, like, the relationship is good. I'm talking to that one. And, you know, unless they finally compared notes, but their history is that they don't do that very often.
Yeah, well, now he's been issued to the committee.
Scamming by committee, yes. I go. I get to be your chauffeur, LOL. When I come see you, I will spoil you rotten if you are cool with that. She goes, no problem, dear. Again, dear, I gotta be with the one who had to take a leak. Things are looking good. I'm finally gonna get some cock. I go. So last time I went away, you refused. When I go away again, is it still a hard no? She goes, don't get the question. I go, do you remember inviting you to the Bahamas? I'm trying to figure out who the fuck I'm dealing with.
Yeah, really. And do they not understand the question because they don't know the history?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Ah, so you're trying to trip them up.
I'm trying. She goes, oh, I do. I go, do you remember what you said? She goes, oh, Bay, let's forget about that right now, okay?
I've forgotten.
So I'm dealing with the one I spoke to yesterday on Hangouts. This is the nice one where everything's going. I'm not going with the one who fucking said no.
Right.
I go, well, it was pretty hurtful, and I gave her a sad face. She goes, I understand, baby. I'm sorry about that. I go,
I'm sorry I can't remember what that person said to you.
I go, okay. It seems like you forgot how rough you were on me.
How rough
she was on me.
Okay. Kind of, now that you're saying that, though, I go, Jesus Christ, what did they say?
Yep.
Because you got to start backpedaling, but you don't know in which direction.
She's slipping black through the notebook like a crazy person.
I wish.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, yeah, I know. That's why I keep saying you're truly one of a kind. Because in the midst of all that, you stayed behind. I'm very sorry, love. I go, it's okay. It was just confusing. It makes it hard to trust. Are we together again, Boo? Then she disappears. She goes, yeah, I slept off. I go, it is late for you. So you and me versus the world? She smiles. I go, good, I'm happy. I blow her a kiss. She sends me a bunch of hearts, a teddy bear covered in hearts, a gift that says, all my love for you. I'm short on words of love. You're just the best. So we're all in, kids. We had that long, lovey diatribe to close the show last week. Now I'm getting emojis and gifts. We are back together again.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Well, I'm sure me and this fella will be very happy together.
I'm sure you will. Beep. You want sports together and argue about whether there should be a national anthem before it or not.
Pop. You could take pisses together. It'd be nice.
Sure. Beep, bop, boop. I goes, those words you just type were perfect, boo. She goes, yes, dear, for sure. I go, it's not the words that matter. It's the emotion behind the words. She goes, yes, babe, please. Whenever you see me, don't say all those much flattery words, because I could just cry. I'm very emotional, especially someone I do love so much. Oh, she is all in, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is on my cock. I go, I think I would like to see the softer side of you very much. I'm talking about the balls. I have spent a lot of time...
You're talking about Sears.
I spent a lot of time with your sharp edges. She goes, lulls, definitely, of course you will. I go, oh my, that would be great. But I don't think I will put away my defenses just yet. Don't want to be just another victim. She goes, how? I go, how what? She goes, not putting your defenses and not wanting to be another victim. I go, you've been loving before and turned on me for no reason. You make me uneasy. I never know what will set you off. Sometimes you just grow cold and distant. Sometimes you just walk away for weeks at a time. You are mercurial, and sometimes you are fun and sweet. She goes, no, baby, not this time around. I'll be handling both accounts. No, baby, not this time around. Any day I'm a bit cold to you this period, just know I have a rough day, and I would be in your position to get me going happy again. And I'm going to have a talking with the other one. I go,
this will be discussed at the morning meeting.
It will be. I go, but I am here for you when you are at your lowest, babe. She goes, thanks, love. I go, nothing to thank. When you care about someone, it's what you do. She goes, you do own a guinea pig, because I post a picture of our guinea pig on my Instagram. I go, I do. He's a rescue. Do you like guinea pigs? She goes, no, not being close to them, though. Rescue? I prefer dogs. I go, guinea pigs are very sweet and gentle. His owners were allergic, so they couldn't keep him. He was also malnourished and a little neglected. Now I'm giving her the fucking history of my kid's pet.
I know, but I'm wondering if you should also mention that they're purported to be tasty.
You know, no, Pip. No. Leave little Chungus out of your taste buds, woman. I will not.
Well, we're not in Peru, so we won't be stacking on that little baby anytime soon.
No, he's a fine little guinea pig. She goes, they sent him to you? And you do own a cat, too. I go, I am. I am known in the animal shelter community. I have two cats. Both are senior cats. I just love sweet things. I love you, and you are my sweet thing. Just not furry, LOL. She goes,
you don't know that for sure.
I probably is, to be honest. I'm not amused. She smiles. She goes, hope you don't love those cats more than me. I go, I've known them longer, babe, and they've never shunned me, but I have enough room for all my loves. Do you like cats? What? What? It's not funny. Being sincere with my fella.
Yes, it is.
I'm being sincere with my fella. Leave me alone. She goes, nope, I'm scared of cats. They can be so aggressive at times. How many rooms are in your house? I go, mine are not aggressive. They are like me. They like to cuddle. I go, are you moving in, boo? And she goes, wait for it, answer first. I go, my house is relatively large, but I don't need a mansion because I travel so much. We could live here comfortably, or we could look for something else together. Whatever makes you happy. It's just a building. My love is for the living things inside of it. I'm wooing, baby. I'm wooing.
Look at that.
She goes, yes, of course, dear. Peace of mind and love is very necessary. I go, it's really all I want. I've lived the glam lifestyle you are now enjoying. It's fun and fast-paced. You should live it to the max. When that is over, come home to me. So you think you may want to move in at some point? She goes, yes, of course. Everybody wants to live close to their loved ones. Finally, this is going the way it should, kids.
Wow. All of a sudden, what a turnaround this is from where we were a little while ago.
Well, I'm very charming. I go, wow, as if I channeled my inner Pip. I go, wow. Well, with you, I never take anything for granted, but that is nice to hear for sure. I guess you will meet some sweet cats. She smiles, yes, dear. I go, I won't let them hurt you, boo. She goes, I hope I won't scream when I'm with the cats. What are they? They're not fucking saber-toothed tigers, stupid. They're fucking house cats.
Please, you'd be lucky if they'd stay in the room with you.
Yeah, really. I laugh.
Really? Fleen has known me all these years and is still like, oh my god, that's terrifying. And I'm the cat lady of cat ladies. And Fleen is still like, no, I'm not having any of that.
Oh, Flea doesn't really tolerate me either, if that makes you feel better.
But it does make me feel better.
Okay, good. She goes, I'm too scared of them. I go, they're very sweet. They may even kiss you. She laughs. She goes, don't kiss a cat. Seems you want to scare the hell out of me. I laugh. I go, they lick, honey, just like a dog, but the tongue is a bit rougher, not as wet. They only do it when they like you. Rougher, not tougher. Now I'm explaining cats and fucking guinea pigs to this dopey guy.
I know. Have you seen animals before, person?
Apparently not. She goes, oh, I see. I go, so not so bad, right? She goes, yeah, kind of. I go, you were still scared, I think. She goes, yes, of course I am. I go, you know that, right? Do you think I would let anything hurt you? Well, what are you doing? I guess she disappeared. She goes, you don't love me, and I know you don't care. You only care about your pets, mom, and your audience, right?
Wait, what?
Apparently we had a malfunction.
Yeah, where did that come from? Like, what? That was awfully quick. And which audience is she talking about? The audience is listening to us right now. Does she know?
I go, where do you come up with that? She goes, I just asked a simple favor, and you keep telling me cock and bull stories, and just don't make me drink stupor this night, Davin. Uh-oh, I think we got the other one.
Hold on. What was this? Was there a difference in time?
Actually, about a half an hour.
Yeah,
wow.
I guess somebody knocked off early.
Oh, no.
Shift change.
No, actually, you know what? A couple of hours. There was a couple of hours.
Oh, yeah, definitely
in
shift change. Yep.
So now we got problems. I go, no. I go, I never said I would not do it all, but you were very quick to throw me away. How am I ever supposed to trust you? She goes, because you're always conscious about yourself first at all times, Davin. Understand me, I never did ask for your money. All right, well, we have a problem here.
And that's completely not true.
This reminds me, I forgot the comic's name, but I never forget the bit. He was talking about his wife going through the changes, and she's like, yeah, she's done. Want some hot cakes, motherfucker?
It's like, all of a sudden, you know, it's like, ooh, you know, maybe later we can, what's the matter with you, son of a bitch? Whoa.
So we
in the same sentence.
We definitely think this is the non-lovey-dovey one, right?
Yeah.
She goes, I never did ask you for money. And I go, well, actually, you've asked me for money in the past. And I was going to do this for you. But you went crazy. She goes, I asked money, but from you, didn't mean I did not have. I just wanted to feel love, so I opted to ask you for shopping for me with your credit card. This is the one that did not come to the Bahamas. She wanted the $2,000 to fucking spend. So this is friend zone, Carolyn. So now I'm dealing with two different people on one platform.
Go on Hangout.
Maybe the nice one is on the other platform.
I got a Carolyn shop. I don't like how this has turned. I go, so money equals love, but nothing else does? She goes, how long do we have to keep fighting over trivial issues? We just went from her moving in with me and being scared of cats to now fighting like cats and dogs. It is amazing.
First it was like, oh, I see you have a guinea pig. Like, you know, we're having a tell me more conversation. Now it's like, you love your cats more than me. Jeez.
I do.
Yeah, really. Of course you do.
You know, you would think between shifts you would have a chat with each other. While one's packing in their shit and one's settling in, going, all right, Snoop is around. You know, you need to be nice to him, or you need to be an asshole to him, you know? Because you got to keep
right.
The continuity going.
You know, like the meetings we have before this show.
Yeah.
Well, we both have a meeting and we say we need to be an asshole to you.
You guys are nothing if not consistent. She goes, how long do we have to keep fighting over trivial issues? I go, you're fighting with me. I thought you had changed. And you had shifts.
Yeah, shifts.
She goes, I just hope I could drive home safe. I go, I hope so too. I thought maybe this time you loved me, but instead you threw me in the trash again. She goes, never did I. I go, every time I am just garbage to you. She goes, you were trying to be a kiss ass.
This is the mean one for sure. And what is this? I just hope I can drive home safe. What are we talking about?
I think that's explaining the couple of hours in between talking.
Oh.
But, you know, I think I'm dealing with two fellas, and one's much nicer than the other.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jeez.
You know what? I'm going to have to put my cock away. This is not going the way I hoped. No.
Yeah, I know. I would put on a cup. This is getting rough.
I go, I don't need to kiss your ass. She goes, you ain't garbage, Davin. Stop it. I go, getting women has never been an issue. I thought we had something special. I did not kiss your ass. I loved you. That isn't kissing ass. But every time you turn on me like a rabid wolf, every damn time.
You know how bad you want to sit there and write, look, you motherfucker.
You know what, Joe? You know what it's like? You know, Joe, at this point, it's like me looking at Trump's defense team. Go, what's wrong with you? Can't you do your job better? You're making me mad by being so bad at your fucking job. That's what it was, the same thought. It's like, what is wrong? You know how upset I get when people don't do their job properly. I don't mind you trying to scam me. I mind you trying to scam me badly.
That's true. You get mad at, like, step it up.
Yes.
He's trying to come for me in the, it, you know, but do it in the right way. Do it skillfully. Damn it.
She goes, yes, we did. I go, then stop treating me like shit, Carolyn. Stop hurting me. She goes, and you too, stop hurting me too. You know I'm too emotional. You're fucking nuts.
This is the most bipolar.
This is. And she goes, and she continues, and little things make me cry yet. I go, I fucking love you. I fucking love you. Why don't you love me? Am I ugly, stupid, old, lame, mean, boring? Why? Shut up, Joe.
Come on.
You gotta let him have some fun.
You did check every box.
Joe's like, where's all the above? Why do I have to choose?
Keep going.
Go on. I think he's getting to something there. Finally, this segment of scammers has some honesty in it.
This is the way we want to teach history and scamming.
Yes.
Honestly.
Why? She goes, why are you laughing, Pip? I'm in pain.
Because the way you do it. Why?
Why? She goes, I'm just so fucked up right now, and a young Italian guy around the corner is just trying to give me attention, but I told him my boyfriend and I are having issues. Well, we weren't until you switched shifts, stupid. I go, so because Mario hits on you, goodbye, Davin? I don't want issues. Just love me or leave me.
The Italian guy walks in. What a beautiful scammer you are. Why are you going with
that? Some mozzarella? Some mozzarella for your scam? Some mozzarella.
Oh, my God.
Little mozzarella.
Why do you go for the dab?
Little eggplant parmesan while you scam, ma'am?
Oh, my God, you guys.
She goes, okay. Okay, love. I do love you. You're damn straight you do. I go, but I never kissed your ass. It was just goddamn love. Then stop hurting me. WTF.
That's the line of the night. It's just goddamn love.
Yeah, really.
Sure. She goes, you are the one hurting me here. Don't cry victim. I go, you make me feel like shit. Worthless. Like I should kill myself. A favorite plot line of Fake Davin. A little suicide makes the bit go better. She goes, oh my God! I go, no, you freaked out, not me. Every goddamn time!
She yeah.
She goes, did you just say that? I go, yes. This is why I did not want to date you at first. This is why you had to ask. I knew you would chew me up and spit me out, but still, I wanted to show you tenderness.
Which one of you saying that?
That was me.
Okay.
I did.
He's so upset.
Joe, we're Joe. Joe, we're at the part of the evening where Pip starts taking on water. She's our little SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob Pip's pants. She goes, I'm about driving home. I'll talk to you later. I go, will you, or is this just a blow-off? She goes, if I have never loved you, I wouldn't have no fucking reason to come back to you. Yeah, you would, money, stupid.
Damn.
I go, if you love me, why do you keep running from me? She goes, I don't run from you. You make me run.
Oh, wow.
I go, never! I channeled my Aunt Jackson. Never!
I was just going to say that.
Never! No matter how much you hurt me, I hold my tongue. If we're going to be together, I don't want a grade school relationship. If I am Team Carolyn, you need to be Team Davin. She goes, she goes, we've settled a long time ago. I know you love me. I love you too. She just said, I know you don't love me. I have won yet another round.
Yeah. Turned her around very quickly.
I go, then be with me. She goes, are you going to help Team Carolyn or not? Well, we all, as Joe say, we all have jobs to do.
Right.
Everybody's, yep. All right, I'll be all right. Time to scrounge up some cash.
Are you going to help Team Carolyn or not? I go, I said I would, but when I can't, you can't just throw me away. That makes you a user. It makes me think you don't love me. It makes all my friends call you a scammer.
Whoa! Now that I'm fighting words.
Most certainly. She goes, oh, I see. So that's what you've been taking me for? Yeah. That's why we're doing the bit, stupid. What, you didn't know? You didn't get your script? My bad. I'll have my girl get right on that.
You could have heard a pin drop on that one.
She goes,
didn't she get the show prep? Didn't she know that we were choose the bit?
I believe you dropped the ball, Pip. So she goes, so that's what you've been taking me for? I go, no. Yes. No.
Yes.
No. She goes, you and your friends? No wonder. I go, did I say me? She goes, oh, Jesus. I go, you know my friends don't trust.
You and your friends, class co-host.
Yeah, sure. I go, you know my friends don't trust you. You know our relationship has isolated me. This is not news. And that's what scammers do. They wind up isolating their victims. So I'm playing into that as far as she's concerned. She gives me a bunch of sad emojis. She goes, I'm fucked up and finished. I go, just be with me because you love me. That's all I want from you, sir.
Sir.
Beep, bop, boop. She goes, oh, I see. So your friends have been on secret meetings thinking of just messing with your head. She is very concerned about this. This is a threat to her game right here. If my friends get...
Yeah.
So this would catch her attention. I go, I don't care about that! Which is something a scam victim would say if they're enthralled. Don't worry about my friends.
I love the way she says, you know, your friends are putting thoughts in. I'm surprised she's not in the chat going, cut that out, you two.
Really?
I go, I don't care about that. She goes, now I know where this whole mess is coming from. I'm on the wheels now, okay, dear? I go, the mess is coming from you constantly breaking up with me.
Oh, we got
Dan
in.
Yeah, we got
Dan. She goes, talk to you later. I go, are we together or not? She goes, we are. I go, I love you, Carolyn Fuchs. And then she sends me a bunch of hearts. She goes, I love you, Davin. I go, that's all I want. Everything else will work out. Let me know when you arrive home, please, dear. I just want you to be okay. And that's where we'll stop.
Oh, my God. The ups and downs. And I love that she got upset, or he got upset at the prospect of you discussing this with other people.
Well, that's what a scammer would do, Pip.
Oh, I know. It's like, what do you mean you're bringing this to the committee? Because they'll point out the fault in my game, and I'll miss my mark. Damn it!
There are a lot of faults.
Bring it to a committee. Committee, my ass, a fucking show.
We're the committee.
We're the committee. Yeah.
There are a lot of faults in this one's game, But it is interesting, though, how now I am dealing with both of them on the same platform. So I can never be confident who I'm talking to. So I'm going to keep on trying to have to figure this out as I go.
Well, a big key thing to that is that there was a shift change.
There was what?
Yeah.
Oh, shift change.
There was a shift change. Where, all right, my love, I'll talk to you in a little bit, and the next thing, what do you want? You know?
But it seems like I am now going out with both of my Carolyns.
You know what? You're team timing her with her.
Right, but you guys thought I would not be able to necessarily pull off the relationship again. Now I don't have now one Carolyn. I have two Carolyns. Fake Davin is back, baby.
Well, because you know on the one chat. You know, you were doing fine on Instagram. It was like battle royale.
Yeah.
Well.
You know.
But I have smoothed. Fake Davin has smoothed over the turbulent waters. They're now both.
They're. I gotta hand it to you. You know, you not only smoothed it out, you smoothed it out with the one that was on the warpath with you.
I did.
Yeah.
Good work. Yeah. Damn good work.
And we are now in January of 2020. They reached out to me July 28th. There's been multiple asks for money in various forms. Still no money. Now I have two of them hooked. No money, at least two of them hooked.
Joe, will you agree with me when I say I propose Davin for Employee of the Week?
Yeah.
Well, unless it's from their point of view, then it's the fucking headache of the year.
Well, yes, there is that, but we're on the other side of the committee.
So I know Joe liked the business aspect of it, but we have gone into the more romance thing. Is it still interesting now that I'm dealing with multiples?
Yeah,
even better.
It is. But you know, I was thinking as you were going, and especially the one on Instagram where the whole presentation has been, I'm an independent businesswoman. I just want to interest you in this thing that I have. And it's got so far off course from that, where I wonder how she's going to get it back into the business aspect again. She will, because that's the ploy she's using to get the money out of you, or getting the tickets or the airline tickets. You know, so we'll see what happens.
Or also a little shopping money. There's all, you know, she wanted me to buy phones. She wanted to go shopping. She wanted airfare. She wanted me some startup money. There's been all these ways to try to get money from me.
Yeah, right. I forgot about the startup money, yeah.
So they keep on trying. Give them credit for trying, but I keep on denying.
Really? And the thing is that they made a tactical error by bragging about how many different kinds of luxury cars that they had.
Yes.
Now, how are they going to get the money out of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they'll try. I'm sure they'll try.
Oh, yeah.
That's like telling my boss I need a raise and pulling up in a vet, you know?
Chevette. Really? A Chevette. Ha, ha, ho, ho, ha, car comedy, kids. All right. So we'll pick up.
Automatic.
We will pick up with that next week. I feel that was another good episode. I feel like I am balls deep with these scammers, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh yeah, no, this is not ending soon, because now you're back on the lovey-dovey trail on both platforms with both guys.
Interesting. So something that you thought would end in mid-October, now in the beginning of January, you're like, no, this is gonna go on for a while.
Can't believe it.
Yep, 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 yep.
Kudos to Fake Davin. All right. We'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdica for his continued support. Thank you, Russ. Greatly appreciate
it.
Thank you, Russ.
Laugh at Home Comedy. We just did a very successful show on Valentine's Day. You should have been there. It was a good time. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience, the performer talking directly to you, and of course you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at Home Comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business, whether it is one of our comedy club style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers. Laugh at Home Comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home. Joe, you got anything this week?
Yeah, I do. Basically, what we're doing is Fragile Sky. We're going to be taping something for D-City Studio Presents. It's not going to be airing this weekend. It will be airing a couple of weeks later. We're going to be doing three songs. Don Jameson, we got Don Jameson come in, do an interview with us. So it's going to be good. We're taping it this Saturday. Look for it to be out probably in the next 2 weeks.
There you go. And what platform will that be on?
It's going to be on D. I don't know how we present it. I think it's going to be on.
You know what, Joe? You know what? Get back to us. Get back to us as it gets closer.
We'll get back to you on that.
It's going to be out there. You find it.
It's been a long day, dude. I've been at this since 6:30.
I think we're doing three songs during The Mandalorian where Gina Carano was going to be on. I think that's how they're filling it in. It's going to be some Fragile Sky on Mandalorian.
YouTube, but it's going to be D-City Presents, and I'll have more on it next week.
There you go.
Joe, isn't that going to be on OhFuck.com?
OhFuck.com?
OhFuck.com. Ah, that bends me over the old finale.
All right.
For Ronnie Stone. It's late.
All right, well.
It's turned to the morning has all this shit.
That's where it's going to be.
Fun time, guys. Fun show. A lot of stuff discussed. We'll do this again next week. That's what we will do.
Yay.
Have a good week. Thank you, everybody, for listening or watching, the case may be. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.